With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The National Roads Authority has advised drivers about scheduled nighttime paving in central Georgetown on Main Street and Shedden Road by Elizabethan Square to take place. The works are set for Thursday, December 4th, that is today, through Saturday, December 6th, between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. each night. Motorists are asked to use caution as the area will be an active work zone. Drivers should stay alert, obey posted speed limits, and follow all signs and any temporary diversions in place while the paving is underway. As you've been hearing right here on Radio Cayman, the jurisdiction has been welcoming some fresh faces, or rather cruise ships, to its shores. One of those is Celebrity Xcel, which made its inaugural call to Grand Cayman on Friday today. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
It's Celebrity Cruises' newest ship and the fifth in their Edge series ships, launched in November. The ship will make 11 biweekly calls to the Cayman Islands through April. During its first visit, there was an official ceremony to recognize the collaboration, after which dignitaries and guests got a guided tour of the new ship and an exclusive look at the entertainment, culinary, and retail areas on board, including a new marketplace, the Bazaar, which will feature products made in the Cayman Islands. Government says during each Grand Cayman port call, the Bazaar will transform into a multi-sensory marketplace where cruise guests can engage directly with local artisans and cultural ambassadors through live demonstrations, storytelling, and immersive cultural exchanges. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Following an open call, the five selected vendors for the Cayman Islands during this season are Body Treats, etc., Three Girls and a Kin, Island Girl Beauty, Mix Colorology, and Outlandish. Well, it's not even Christmas yet, but that doesn't mean you can't be thinking about setting up a summer internship. And Enterprise Cayman is hoping you'll consider applying for their program. Now in its 14th year, it offers Caymanians between the ages of 18 and 25 years old the opportunity to get hands-on experience with global businesses operating within the CEC Special Economic Zones. Program Manager Alyssa Manderson.
Cayman Enterprise City is home to over 460 Special Economic Zone companies. This vibrant business community is an incredible platform for Caymanians to gain real-world experience, build professional networks, and explore new and innovative career paths. Interns in the Enterprise Cayman Internship Program will have opportunities to take part in networking events, workshops, and dynamic learning experiences across our Special Economic Zones. We encourage everyone who is eligible to apply.
She says many past interns have transitioned into full-time roles within Cayman Enterprise City's SEZs, making this a, quote, exceptional opportunity for career development. For more information, you can head to enterprisecayman.ky/internships. The deadline is February 28th. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Netflix has agreed to buy Warner Brothers streaming and studio business in a deal worth $72 billion. Warner Brothers owns the streaming service HBO Max, as well as major franchises such as Game of Thrones. The purchase could face resistance from regulators. EU regulators have fined the social media network X nearly $140 million for breaching digital content laws. They said the firm's blue tick feature could no longer be relied upon as a mark of authenticity. Indian officials say they've arrested one of the world's most wanted traffickers of tiger body parts. Yangchen Lachungpa's capture is described as a major breakthrough in the battle against poaching. India's Civil Aviation Ministry says it's suspending some rules governing pilots' working hours after mass flight cancellations by the country's biggest airline. IndiGo had blamed the rules for the disruption. 13 people have been released from a notorious military prison in Eritrea after nearly two decades behind bars without trial. The government hasn't explained why it's freed the detainees. The Swedish government has proposed constitutional changes that will enable it to revoke the citizenship of any dual passport holder convicted of serious crime.